Shores, El Pacifico. Bill Hendrick.
Conflicting reports, many of them saying Caroline Kennedy
27 feet.
Yeah, 30. So we're seeing a 27-foot drop in that area right there.
We just wanted to ask you...
Excuse me, this is a senator-only elevator.
Can I come over?
People have died, and the rest of us will be cannibals.
To me, it's a joke.
World-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. We go through the looking glass here of media each and every night. We have coming up Kurt Quede and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State Legislature coming to us from Charleston, West Virginia this evening. And we're going to be talking about representation. We're going to talk about politics. Politics and how our elected representatives should respond to us. Okay, you know, Edmund Burke was, well, I'll let, it was actually a quote that I got from Kurt Quede, that Edmund Burke, the great English philosopher, who said that really the elected representative should lead and not just be a delegate. But we'll find out what they think. Coming up in the show tonight, we have a mall confronting a man photographing his son, thinking that he could be a pedophile. This guy's photographing his own 4-year-old son. And Louis Farrakhan was apparently abducted by aliens and told the future, or something like that. Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, he thinks he's God now, see? So he's traveling in the well-worn path of Charlie Manson and Jib Jones, if he's lucky. 877-87... Well, come on, man. I mean, the guy thinks he's Jesus. Isn't that the next step? Or whatever the hell he thinks he is. 877-876-PHIL. Coming to the line with us here now is Kurt Quede and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State Legislature. Both these men, legislators there in West Virginia, and we've had them on in the past talking about President Obama's election, talking about political moments here in the life of our country over the last few years. Kurt and Guy, how are you doing?
Bill, we're very good. Thank you for having us on your program.
Yeah, Bill, I've been looking at the... menu here. We want to get some.
No, I don't want anything to eat tonight. I know you guys were probably over at Rosie's there, right?
We were here with the very late session, and we just got out, so I think Guy's going to look over the menu, and we'll see what we're going to have, but we're very, very hungry, I'll tell you that.
You guys, what were you guys voting on tonight?
We have a couple of proposals right now. We've got that Veterans Center.
Yeah, the Veterans Center, and I know that Curtis is going to be very, very modest about this bill. Something that Curtis has been working on for a long time.
Now, this is a state-sponsored Veterans Center, right?
That's exactly what it's going to be. And with any luck and, you know, God willing the will, the trick doesn't rise, we'll have something on. I think we'll be able to have a vote early next week.
When you guys talk about, among yourselves, you talk about doing the work of the people as representatives, because this is a discussion that is going on nationally. It's a discussion, as we say, the country's having with itself. What do you think your job is? To lead or to be a delegate? To be a leader or to just go to Charleston, in your case, Kurt and Guy, or to Washington, D.C., to simply represent exactly what the people want?
Well, Phil, I think that you've got a question that I think is a question for the ages, as they say, but I don't think there's any question in my mind that we are called upon, I think most often, to use our good sense. I think that's why we were elected. The people will see that we have good sense, and we're going to represent them. And I think the people need to have some patience. You know, sometimes they'll say to you, well, why don't you lead us and tell us where we should go on this issue? And other times, they'll say, this is exactly how I'm feeling about that. And
but one thing, if I go against my conscience, I can't vote on that.
And what is that, Guy?
If I go against my conscience.
He's saying if it goes against an elected representative's conscience, if the people say, well, here's something we want, but I can't in good conscience vote for that, you know, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
But I think the people have been lacking patience lately because we, more and more, you know, we're hearing... how we are called all kinds of names and this kind of thing. It hurt, you know.
Well, they just call you a thief and everything, and they call you a crook and everything. You know, you call it a hypocrite or something like that. You know, they even like a man on account I come down here.
And, they had an article in the local paper here.
Well, now, hold on. Guy was talking about being called names.
Oh, yeah, they call us names. You know, they call every elected representative all over the country get called a name. They get called a hypocrite. They get called a criminal. They get called a crook.
Yeah, they get called a crook, and I'm going to say about being a roadie.
Yeah, they had an article here in one of the weekly newspapers saying this guy and I was spending a lot of the legislative in West Virginia. Love to come over here have a late night meal. Oh, yeah. They had an article in a local paper. We come over here, and they say that we're bird-dogging some local talent, a thing like that, you know.
Well, you guys, well, they're talking about the fact that you guys like to go over to that restaurant, which I know a lot of the members of the legislature do. It's called Rosie's, right? It's in town.
Well, yeah, Phil, it's right across the street, you know, from the Capitol Building. And here we are spending time here. They'll say that we're here talking to waitress and everything else. We do an awful lot of work here.
We bring a lot of our work across the street to have something to eat here, Phil. So I think it's a question of respect. And we've been getting disrespected. And I'm not trying to criticize the voter, and I'm not saying that people don't have a right, but I think there's a saying going, my mama used to say it, I'm sure your mama did too, you know, you have more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. And I think if the American people learn that lesson a little bit, they're going to get a little bit more of a response out of the elected representatives all.
I think that's a fundamental, they're very fundamental, Bill, in how people see, you know, their elected representatives as they do now.
All right, well, what you guys are saying is that the voters of this country have been very disrespectful? Is that...
I wouldn't say that. But yeah, I think there's been an awful lot of disrespect.
We're not saying that the people are supporting us, but the disrespect has been very profound.
I'd say there's been a lot of disrespect, though, yeah. I can tell you that I am not going to respond to a letter that I'm going to get from someone, a constituent, to call me a crook, or a constituent saying something like, why don't you do some work? You are lazy, you're a crook, you're on a public dime. They will confront you, Phil, with all kind of invectives.
Yeah, very hateful.
Very, very hateful speech. That's not the way to get me on your side, you know. And
well, I understand that. But, I mean, how many letters like that do you get?
Well, we get, I mean, you hear people all the time, you know, you see them on TV, they say, what do you think of this, what do you think of that? Well, our elected representatives are crooks, our elected representatives are lazy, our elected representatives are not doing what we want them to do. Our elected representatives, very hateful thing, you know, like when the Congress voted itself a raise, which of course they're entitled to, people are very hateful saying, look at these guys, they're not doing any work.
Yeah, they're not doing what they get a raise.
So I think American people need to ask themselves, do they want something done or do they not?
But Curtin Guy, what you're saying is, if the American people want something done, they have to be nicer?
Well, I don't think, Guy, what were you saying?
Well, look at this man flying an airplane in the building. Now, that is the wrong way to get my attention. That's the wrong way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the wrong way to get my attention.
Well, I mean, I think everybody would agree with that.
Well, yeah, but that man, he flew that plane in that building thinking I'm going to, if I look at that, then I'm going to be aware of a problem with the IRS. But my feeling is now that I've seen that man fly that plane in a building, I support the IRS even more than I did.
Yeah, that does ever have an opposite effect, Phil, because now, you know, if I wanted to say the IRS is wrong and they are doing things that are infringing on the rights of the American people, now that man fly a plane into a building, what do you think I'm going to think now?
So you're saying that because Joe Stack flew the plane into the building, now you're more sympathetic to the IRS?
Oh, yeah, we're going to be more sympathetic to the IRS. Most American people are more sympathetic to the IRS, see? So that's the wrong way to get my attention.
Yeah, I would never. You don't do that.
No, 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 no. You don't want to do. You don't want to fly an airplane into a building. You don't want to call me a hypocrite. You don't want to call me a thief. You don't want to call me a liar. You don't want to call me a socialist or some kind of nonsense like this. That's the wrong way to get my attention.
Well, what are you going to. Let me ask you something, guys. If the voters, and voters get frustrated, the electorate gets frustrated, they start using these terms like a crook, like liar, you understand, of course, that they need something done.
Well, I understand they need something done, but what they don't understand is I don't like being called names, is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, Bill, you understand. Nobody, you want to be called a name, right, Bill?
No, I don't. Of course not.
All right. Nobody want to be called a name. I don't want to call a name. I know Kurt does. If they call me a name, they call me a fat old crook. They said I'm some kind of old thief, you know, and I'm doing, I'm not here, Johnson, I'm not doing anybody. And they call me that. And my thing, I'm not going to work for them. I'm going to slow down on that.
I had a lady, can I tell you a lady, Phil, a supporter of mine? I have a veterans center, you know, that we are voting on.
Yeah.
Now, this lady is so happy that I'm voting on the veterans center and that I'm going to support the veterans center. We've gotten the money and we've gotten the funding for the veterans center. But she said that State Senator Kurt Quede also voted against Martin Luther King Day being a holiday here, a national holiday here in West Virginia. Now, she was happy about that.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. You know, that was in my... At a time in my life, I don't think I was as educated, and I did. But now she is happy about that. She's telling everybody about that. And I wrote her a letter. I said, do you understand what you've done by telling everyone that I voted against having Martin Luther King Day as a birthday? Now everybody think I'm a racist or something like this. I said, so now I'm slowing down.
Yeah, you better get match is going to slow down.
Nah, it's slowing down. We're not going to have a vote on this thing till next week, maybe not till later in the week, you know?
Well, wait a minute. You are purposefully slowing down the voting on this Veterans Center because this woman let everybody know that you voted against Martin Luther King Day, but she thought that was good.
Oh, yeah, she thought that was good. She's a conservative, you know. She's what we call a Dixiecrat. And she thought that was great. She said, look at this, is a great man, this, Kurt Quede. He voted against Martin Luther King Day. I said, I took the Lord's name. I said, he did. And now you tightened my jaws, you know.
Yeah, that really tightened them. So naturally, you're going to slow it down.
I said, I'm slowing down that Veterans Center now because I got to make you bleed a little bit, you know.
And what do you mean you got to make her bleed?
I'm telling you, she cannot come out and say something like that, which takes my political career back about 3 years. I got to get a little bit of blood on this. So now what she did is she pissed me off, excuse my language.
All right, well, what you're doing is you're taking out revenge on a supporter, and she wasn't even saying anything mean to you.
Oh, yes, she did say something mean.
But she didn't mean to. She supported your stand on Martin Luther King Day. Turns out that you changed your mind.
Well, then she better get with it, and she better get up to speed on where I am, because now she's telling everybody, isn't he a great man? He voted against Martin Luther King Day. I called her up, and I said, what are you trying to do? I said, what are you trying to do to me? I said, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to put off the vote on the Veterans Center because you hacked me off. I mean, you hacked me off, and you put me in a foul humor, you know.
Yeah, real foul humor, man.
All right, 877-876. Hold on, gentlemen, for just a moment. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Should we be nicer to our elected representatives? Kurt Quede and Guy Barton on the line with us because essentially what they're saying is there are a lot of people who are very rude. There's a lot of people that call them crooks, thieves, liars, and you're not as interested in doing the people's business when somebody is calling you names. And they also said quite the obvious thing, that the wrong way to get their attention is to do what Joe Stack did, because now they're even more in favor of the IRS than they used to be. 877-876-PHIL. More of your phone calls with State Senator Kurt Quede and Guy Barton on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Henry. It's Bill Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here. World famous Phil Henry Show. Tonight we talk with, we haven't spoken with these two gentlemen in quite some time, not since the election, as a matter of fact, Kurt and Guy. Kurt Quede and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State Legislature. And really, it's just a general discussion this evening about the responsiveness of elected representatives to the people. And I know, Kurt, you and Guy have both said you want to do the work of the people. You also want to lead. You mentioned Edmund Burke to me, Guy, so I want to give you credit.
Well, yeah, Edmund Burke, you know, the very, very great English philosopher said, as you said at the beginning of the show, you know, best parliamentarian is not so much a delegate as a leader, you know. And that's what I want to do. Now, I want to lead and I want to be a delegate as well, but I cannot do it for people who are going to show a level of disrespect that makes it impossible for me to respect them.
You got that letter there.
Phil, I'm opening up some email right now. If Rosie will come over. She has my laptop. Here's a gentleman wrote me a letter, asked me to support the funding of an animal shelter, so all the puppies and whatnot don't get euthanized, they euthanize them. But he did not thank me at all for the work I'm doing. He did not tell me I do a good job.
He want to have a 75-25.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Now, wait. This is a gentleman who is asking you to support the funding of an animal shelter.
Well, that is absolutely right, yeah. And we all love dogs. I love dogs and cats. But I'm not going to do it until this man gives me a bit of tribute, because this is the very same fool wrote me 2 months ago and called me all kinds of names. Called me a...
I saw him turn the punch bowl. I say that.
A what?
I said it.
Yeah, go ahead. You tell him.
Turn the punch bowl.
Turd in a punch bowl?
Oh, yeah. This guy, now he write me up. He want me to support an animal shelter. And my temptation to write him back and say, I hope every dog, every cat, every mouse, every hamster, everything you got, I hope it all gets gassed. I hope it's gassed. And they put them in a big, long, you know, like a miniature trench, you know, with a little miniature bulldozer because of the thing you said about me.
Yeah, but isn't that petty? Isn't it petty, in other words, Kurt, to say, no, I'm not going to support that because you wrote me a letter?
No, everybody wants to.
No, you got to understand. You can't be support. You can't have a do the man's work when a man is calling you a turd in the pool and everything. You want to do that.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to some phone calls here on the Phil Henry Show in Charleston, South Carolina. This is James. Go ahead, James. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to know why you want to hold off a vote on a veterans center because of something a woman says that was in favor of the stand you took on the vote at one point in time. For you to do that sounds to me like you don't have a grasp on reality.
What's that? I didn't hear what the man said. Say that again, sir.
I said, why are you withholding your vote on a veterans center because of something a woman said on a subject that has absolutely nothing to do with the veterans center?
Right.
It sounds to me like you're not dealing in reality.
So, Kurt, what do you think?
Well, look, if you guys want me to vote for a veterans center, why don't you soften me up a bit beforehand? Is that too much to ask? Because, look, if she said to me...
No, wait, she was complimenting you, though.
Yeah, she said she was complimenting me on voting down Martin Luther King's birthday. Well, that's not a good time, a Democrat, you see.
Well, that's only because now you're afraid you're not going to get the black vote. Is that you're saying?
No, hold on. Now, she had to open her mouth and ruin everything, see?
Yeah, but the lady thought that she was saying something that she thought you would like.
I've got to have people supporting me that've got 5 cents worth of brains between their ears. If she stand there and said, oh, now look at here, I love Kurt Queedy because he voted back Martin Luther King. Now she just soured it for me with the blacks, see?
Yeah, but who are you hurting? You're not hurting her by holding your vote off on the Veterans Center. You're hurting the veterans. I don't think you get it. You know, you're complaining about people calling you ignorant and a crook. I call you a buffoon because you don't seem to understand that what you're doing is you're hurting the veterans in the Veterans Center. You're not hurting that woman.
Right. This is a state-sponsored thing, too, Kurt. You know, the federal government right now is up against it in terms of funding, but if you've got a state, West Virginia, that wants to fund a veterans center...
No, but you gentlemen, you're missing the... You guys are way off the ball.
Let me ask you something. Are you a veteran?
We got a black president right now, and for her to say,
you
I
a
voted
veteran?
Down Martin Luther King Day...
Are you a veteran?
What, sir? Oh, no way. Me? No way. No way. Me? Are you kidding?
Huh?
You think this man a veteran? No, he ain't no veteran. No, he's never a veteran.
No, you're not a veteran.
No, I've never been a veteran. No way.
Well,
I've never been a veteran.
Of course, you don't understand.
Be in the military because if they tortured me, I don't want to be tortured. But I do want you to know that we got a black president. I'm supporting Martin Luther King Day.
All right, fine. So you support Martin Luther King Day? What?
So what's that got to do with the Veterans Center?
Well, it doesn't have any. This one woman. Her name is Selma Bear, who was with me on this, and then she had to open a big mouth. Now, I've got to make her pay. Don't you understand that?
No, you don't have to make her pay. How are you making her pay by stopping your vote on the Veterans Center? Can you explain that to me?
Yes, sir. I'd be very happy to. Sir, she was in support of the Veterans Center.
Yeah.
And she said, would you support? I said, I'd be very happy to support it. She said, you're a good man. You even voted down Martin Luther King Day the way I wanted you to, even though we got a black man in the White House. You don't care. And I said, boy, you stuck your foot in it now. And so I said,
so
I got to punish you. You know I've got to hurt you for that.
So
that's not hurting her.
So what, you're, So what you're saying now is you were only supporting the Veterans Center because you thought, because you liked her, you were going to support it because she asked you to, and not because you felt like it was the right thing to do for the veterans. Is that what you're saying?
Because I liked her. Now that sounds that sounds very kinky.
Well, all right. I thank you, sir, for your call. 877-876-STILL, world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back with Kurt and Guy.
And I'll go get a gobble.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. And with me, Guy Barton and Kurt Quitty from the West Virginia State Legislature, as we talk about the the role of our elected representatives in our everyday lives, and whether or not, you know, whether or not we give them respect. I mean, it's, I know that you're talking here, Guy and Kurt, about getting respect, and that is, I don't know, getting the respect of the constituents. That they communicate with you respectfully, that they that they're not insulting. Is that essentially the, because you're saying that you're not going to do their work.
Hold on, Phil. I'm almost there. Is it too much to ask for a letter not asking to do something? Can't you just write me a note saying, hey, we like you. You know, voters always asking for stuff, a bunch of things they need, like they want. You know.
Yeah, that's the other thing, Phil.
What are you saying, that the voters are always asking for something?
That's something, yeah. And so I say to them, there's something different here in West Virginia, that we would like people to write us letters, and they're going to say, well, we're not asking for anything. We don't want nothing. We don't want a sewer system. We don't want this. We just want to say, they're doing a very good job, you know, so they're not whining and crying. You know.
The man flying an airplane. You see what I've done?
Yeah, well, that's a good point, you know, about Joe Stack.
Well, you said that Joe Stack flying that airplane now makes you guys even more sympathetic to the IRS.
That's what it's going to do. Now, whatever we can do to support the IRS, we're going to do double.
Right, because of Joe Stack.
Well, I mean, that sounds a little childish, doesn't it?
How's that childish? Are you crazy, man? Boy, he's crazy.
That's not funny. You're crazy, man.
No, I'm saying, isn't that childish to base your support of the IRS on the fact that you don't like Joe Stack, so therefore you're going to support the IRS more?
Well, see, what you know, you got to understand, Joe Stack pissed me off. And excuse my language, I have to deal. You're going to talk direct to me, Phil. I'm going to talk direct to you. Joe Stack pissed me off when he fly a plane, because he's saying, you know, all you people there, man, watch this. Oh, yeah, you don't know what I can do. So I said, look at this. Here's something I'm going to do. I don't care about the IRS anymore, and I care about sweeping you off in a hefty bag, you know, or vacuuming you up with a Hoover. I go ahead and sprinkle you at sea.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton on the Phil Henry Show. Let's go to Hank. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hank, go ahead, sir.
Hi, good evening, Phil. I apologize for nothing. I apologize for nothing. I always start any forum like that because in this apologist society they want us to be in, I apologize for nothing. I've done nothing wrong. Anyway, Kurt, I almost started laughing listening. I said, surely Phil's got a ringer in here or something tonight, you know, talking like this, because this guy's not.
You know what? I'd believe that, too. I would believe that, too, Hank, if I didn't know these guys for the last year. But sometimes I got to tell you, Kurt, you come off sounding like you are kidding.
I tell you, Phil, I take my job serious.
Well, there's two things that really upset me listening to you. First off, you're going to take revenge, okay? You're going to take revenge on the public dime against an individual, okay? You got to be thick-skinned. You can't be thin-skinned and be in politics. That leads me to the second thing you said that gives me less and less respect for you. You said it hurts your career. Anytime a politician starts talking career, he's just lost me. He lost any respect I may have. If you want a 25-year career in politics, you're not the kind of guy I want there.
Now, hold on for a minute. You look at, but you start what you just said. Now you talking all. You see, now how am I going to respect you or do what you want me to do when you talking all
about
me? I don't
need your respect. I neither desire nor want your respect. Okay, I don't want respect.
Well, then I can't
say
that
like
I'm not going to. Then I ain't going to do anything for you when I'm elected a representative.
Exactly.
You know, you got
all
to,
I can do is try to vote you out and get you out of there. You don't need to be in public service at all. You don't need to be holding a stop sign at a street at a bus crossing. I mean,
are you trying to tell me, like, I'll give you an example of something. They want a sewer system in the southern part of the state in a place called Ridley. This is the southern part of the state. They're very poor. But I got a letter from them. It started off, dear Mr. Senator, we need a sewer system. There was nothing in that letter that said, how are you? Pleased to make your acquaintance.
We got a normal salutation.
Well, wait a minute. These are people, they're poor people, you said, and they're looking for a sewer system. What is it that they did wrong?
What is it they did wrong? They write like, and I don't want to use the term. You know the term. I know the term. Whatever you say, white trash. They're not white trash.
Okay,
but they're writing like hillbilly.
So now the elitist part of you, Kurt, you're coming out, too.
I'm looking for just a little bit of respect.
You're ignorant, you're elitist, and you're a career politician. So that's three strikes. Buddy, you're out. They need to vote you out. Three strikes. Elitist, that may be, sir. Career politician.
But do you realize how you pissed me off, too? You call me ignorant.
I don't care. So you need to be. You need to be.
Well,
so
that means I'm
going to
be even less responsible.
Wait a minute, Kurt.
You can't cure stupidity, but you can do something about ignorance through education.
That's where your problem lies.
You need more education.
You do a lot of talking. Why don't you run for elected office, okay?
I can't stand the pay cut, buddy. I don't want to be a career politician. I've got a career.
So you expect me to do all this work, and you want to pay me dog wages?
No, I expect you to step down. Every position ought to be part-time, okay? Do you have a full-time position?
Well, wait a minute.
Do you have a full-time position in the legislature?
That's a personal question, isn't it? Is it a full-time position?
I mean, is that your job in life?
His full-time position would be Rosie over here.
Yeah, that's my full-time position.
That's a mistake right there. You ought to be up there tonight lobbying to make sure that every political appointment, every elected official is a part-time position. It should never be a full-time position.
You do a lot of talking. You ain't doing no listening, son. You're doing a lot of talking. You ain't doing no listening. I'm telling you.
I'd love to do everything that you want me to do. I'd like to do everything you do,
but I ain't going to do nothing as long as you talk. You trouble me like a woman, you know.
Come on. Don't start talking. Now you're getting insulting.
No. I swear, this man, he got no ears. I come to call him no ears, like in a movie.
The man's point is a very good point. You cannot treat voters with disrespect. They'll vote you out.
No, that's what he got wrong. He knows as well as I do, the voters in this country don't vote nobody out. They keep everybody in, and that's the way it ought to be. But do you want me to fund the veterans? Do you want me to fund the Veterans Center? Yes, you do. Well, I don't like you, and I'm not going to support it now. You see what he did?
If that's the condition of politics in West Virginia, no wonder it's the poorest state in the Union, and no wonder it's the most ignorant state in the Union.
That's Mississippi. That ain't West Virginia. So you got to start reading.
No. West Virginia, on a relative basis, is much worse off.
No, wrong. I just got the statistic. I can show you. And because of you open your mouth tonight, there ain't going to be no Veteran Senate. We're going to vote on for 2 weeks.
Why? Because this guy's from Tennessee.
You see what he did? Look what he did. And the people of West Virginia are going to thank you for that.
No. The people of West Virginia know that you were being petty and you're blaming it on Hank.
No, Hank started going blah, 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 blah. So guess what? Now there ain't going to be no vote.
All right, Hank, thank you very much.
I don't think anybody's blaming you. And then, like I said, I pity the people of West Virginia if this is what they have for representation. Bless their hearts. I wish they'd go ahead and be quiet. But God bless you all here. But I enjoy the show regardless, and God bless all of you.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you for your call.
He ruined it all. Now, how come you're giving him all kind of deference and everything?
Yeah, you're licking it up. You're licking it up one side and down the next, Bill.
No, excuse me. excuse me, guy. I'm not licking anything up one side and down the next. I'm listening to that man, and I'm simply saying to you, Kurt, why you would blame the non-passage of that Veterans Center.
I'm using that as an illustration of what I'm trying to say, and you ain't going to want to get it.
And what don't I get?
I said that man called up. He called me bad. Why don't you give out the phone number there?
Yeah, give that phone number out, Phil, because we want to have people call.
Yeah, I'll give the phone number out, guys, but I'm asking you, why you blamed him? 877-876-PHIL is our number. Forgive me. 877-876-PHIL. Why did you blame him?
I blame him because I'm here. I'm talking to you. At a Veterans Center's up. Now, here come a man from Tennessee. He's going, hey, you this, you that. You a pile, man. You a pile. You a pile and a half, man. I bet a whole passel of flies will lay their eggs in you. like I'm a mounded turd, you know. I said, just for that. Well, guess what? Now ain't going to be no Veterans Center.
Yeah, he bought it. He stepped in it good.
Oh, yeah, he stepped in it. He ain't going to get that rinse off.
877-876-PHIL. I don't know why you'd blame him. Here is Chip on the Phil Hendry Show. Chip, go ahead. You're with Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy.
My basic thought is I'm sitting here listening to these two elected representatives, and I guess my thought is that the only way they're going to earn respect is by actually representing the voters and not their own little petty agenda. And I need to finish.
Yes, I
think elected representatives ought to have some maturity and some common sense, and they need to listen to the voters, or they need to be put out.
You're wrong there. You're wrong.
No, I don't think I'm wrong.
I listen to voters. We've been listening to voters for a long time.
You don't listen to the voters, and you need to vote, and you need to represent the people.
We listen to them, but they don't make no sense.
Yeah, what do you do when the voters don't make no sense? See, what you do, you have to lead then, and then I lead, and they write me a letter, and they call me a dog. They say, this man's a dog. I get that in letters. And so that says to me, I said, okay, guess what? I'm going to do what I feel like doing. Y'all can just, I don't care if you burn, you know.
You weren't elected to do what you want to do. You were elected,
to lead
the people.
Right, to lead the people.
And
sometimes a man will call me a...
You weren't elected to lead. You were elected to represent.
Yes, I was. No, you got it all wrong, son. You don't even know what it is. I'm supposed to do what I think is right on behalf of the people.
Well, this is the age-old debate, isn't it? Do representatives, are they there to do what they feel is right for people, or are they there to just simply to just do the bidding of the people?
No, we're here. I'll do the bidding of the people as long... See, I would do the bidding of the people if they write me a letter, a fan letter that's got more than just a lot of complaining.
Yeah, the fan mail we get.
How do you deserve a fan letter?
No, you know what I mean.
We're talking about the letters that we get from people, like the fan mail.
It's not fan mail. It's constituent mail.
Well, yeah, but it's the same thing, right? And they'll say that...
No, it's not the same thing.
And they say to me, excuse me, when are we going to get that Veterans Center? And I wrote the lady back. I said, we're going to get the Veterans Center, but don't get pushy. See, she was pushing me. And then she said, but I love you because you voted against Martin Luther King. I said, we got a black president. You're going to publicize that all over hell's half creation? I said, you know what? You deserve...
Yeah. See, that's bad.
That lady thought she was giving you a compliment. She thought she was giving you a compliment. Okay, Chip, is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Go over to Dustin. Dustin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Kurt Creedy and Guy Barton. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. I've been listening to this conversation for a while, and I really got to say, it's just like you know, representative is pretty much self-explanatory. They're there to represent the people, and it doesn't sound like they're doing a very good job, especially when you hear white trash come out of this guy's mouth.
Let me finish.
All right, you've been talking. Let me have my say, and then I'll go. All right, you're acting like a child.
Let the guy do it.
I've been serving my country for 10 years, and I've been called every negative thing up and down the board, all right? But it doesn't stop me from wanting to serve my country, all right? You get in there,
you get
people calling you duty head and whatever else you want to call it, and you're going to sit there and go, oh, no, now we're just going to do whatever the heck we want to. You know, I mean, you demand respect, but yet I haven't heard one thing come out of your mouth that deserves it.
Are you a jarhead? What you do?
Don't call him a jarhead. What do you do, Dustin? Sorry.
I'm in the Coast Guard.
Oh, Coast Guard.
A meathead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a jarhead. That's a meathead.
No,
well,
it's
look,
not
don't
meathead.
Call them names, all right?
See,
so you're in the Coast Guard.
And then this is the type of ignorance that's getting elected into our political office. And it just blows me away. I mean, you call yourself educated, and you don't even know what I do.
Yes, I am educated. I do know what I'm doing. I'm just not the Coast Guard.
You call yourself educated, you know, and it's depressing to see this, but, I mean...
I'm going
to
ask this man a question.
Some lady says something that you don't like, and then you're going to go hurt other people because you don't like what she said. This other guy comes online.
We want to do the Veterans Center.
You're going to continue to...
We're going to do the Veterans Center. We are going to do the Veterans Center,
But we're pushing it back 2 weeks because she opened a big bazoo about Martin Luther King. I can't have that.
Honestly, help me understand this then. Why are you pushing it back? Because she said something that you didn't like. Why are you pushing back?
I don't get it.
Really,
What happened was this. I voted against Martin Luther King Day a long time ago.
Okay.
And she liked that, and she brought that up as a good thing, and I told her, you old... I called her a cow. I shouldn't have done that. But I said, you old cow, you know, I'm sure you understand. I said, why'd you bring that up now? Because we got a black president. And she said, I thought it was a good thing. I said, well, you just carved the Veterans Center a new, you know what. I said, I'm going to push that back 2 weeks.
Look at this.
Look at the mess you made, see?
Well, why would you punish the veterans, though? The veterans are the guys that don't...
He hasn't made a mess. You're the one making a mess of this.
Made a mess? But now, you in the Coast Guard, you don't get to come to Veterans Center.
Why not?
Yeah, I do.
The guys that... Well, don't you...
This man is in the Coast Guard. These guys are... They're part of our armed forces.
Yeah, but they give out swimming lessons, too.
And then, if you served in the military, then you would know what we're talking about. But you haven't, so you don't know.
Yeah, but
what I'm trying to say is,
does the Coast Guard give high diving lessons?
What now?
Does the Coast Guard give springboard lessons, things like that? You don't do that?
See, this is ignorance, man. Come on.
All we want to do is
you're a politician.
Hey, cannibal.
And you're
not a cannibal.
Are you guys kidding or something?
I want to meet the man. Don't they sponsor the cannonball contest?
That's the Coast Guard. It's not the Red Cross. They're not giving... Thank you very much, Dustin, for your call.
This guy's
I rolled my son in a swimming class. That was Coast Guard.
No, it ain't the Coast. It's the Red... Thank you very much, and thank you for your service to our country. Coast Guard is a great branch of the United States military. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. More of your calls coming up next.
Well, that just ain't right.
Phil Hendry.
Cannonball.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and welcome to our new affiliates in Abilene, Texas. On KGXL and Sebring, Florida, WFHT, both carrying us live tonight, Sebring, Florida and Abilene, Texas. And as I mentioned, coming up on March the 8th, we are on the air in San Francisco at KNEW. Our number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show is 877-876-PHIL. On the line with us is Guy Barton, Kurt Queedy from the West Virginia State Legislature. We've got a lot of big, big disagreement, guys, as you knew there probably would be, between you and our callers and what it means to serve as an elected representative. And you guys are saying things like, you know, they got to give me some... It's almost like people got to kiss your rear end.
I don't think I've got to kiss the rail. You say that?
You know, Phil, it's an old joke when people say, anybody got to kiss your rear end? I said, only Rosie. And the reason why I say that, we have a waitress here at Rosie, which is the restaurant we come to. She's a very beautiful young lady. And I said, if anybody's going to do that, I hope it was her. But, of course, it won't be because she's married. But she is very beautiful and very, you know, attractive.
Yeah, she also very lovely and very charming. You know, we call it double gobble, you know.
On the gobble, you know.
I know it's peach cobbler, and you guys have explained that to me. I'll have to get the full explanation. But essentially, your point, though, is that you will serve and represent people when they treat you with more respect.
Well, yeah, you'd look at a Joe Stack. Am I supposed to represent Joe Stack after he tried to kill me with an airplane? I don't want to represent him.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
See, that was going to piss me off more. But the same thing when someone said to me, you a crook, you a thief, you a liar, and you better get it going. And they turn around and they say, oh, by the way, can you get some of that pork money, get some of that stimulus money, I'd like to get a bridge going here, build a church. I said, you know, you call me a thief and a liar. Now you want me to get stimulus money to build you a sewer system. Man, you can take that. You know what you can do with it. You ain't got no sewer system to put it in, but I tell you what, it's going to be coming out of there anyway.
Boy, you are crude with people, man. 877-876-PHIL.
No, I don't think I'm crude, Phil. I'm honest.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. It is Chris. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Guy Barton and Kurt Queedy.
Hey, Phil. I'm just
yes,
going to say... short, sweet, and to the point. I'm a combat veteran and a Purple Heart winner, and if these two guys are elected officials, they are the most ignorant SOBs I've ever heard in my life.
Was you in the Coast Guard?
No, I was in the United States Navy, buddy.
Well, now that's right, better than the Coast Guard. Ain't that
protecting your right to be ignorant?
I am not ignorant, sir. I'm representing you the best way I know how, and
you're not
I come
representing
home
me.
And you're calling me names.
You are not representing me. You're representing the poor people of West Virginia. Thank God you're not in Tennessee.
We're trying to do the best we can, and you come home and you call
us all
kinds of dirty
names. Well, your best sucks, buddy.
Yep, my best sucks.
Your best sucks.
Okay, that makes me, now I don't want to help the Navy.
You see what you've done? You've hurt the Navy.
I don't need you to help the Navy.
No, you have hurt the Navy tonight by giving, you call me a dirty name.
They didn't call you a dirty name.
Well, now, I don't like the Navy.
Navy, buddy, and if the Navy
no, he didn't hurt the Navy.
Needs, the only thing you're going to do is hurt a country tonight.
877-876-PHIL.
Oh, thanks a lot, Rob Nicholson.
Phil Hendry.
That guy, he ripped off Jack Nicholson.